An expert panel or pep talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and joining us now, as he does every single Thursday at this time, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, Mike Wood. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Morning, oh,
hold on,
Andrew.
Hold on. Hold, let's start over one more time. Go ahead, Mike. We had turned you off for reasons that, you know, just happened. Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife wishes she could do that, too. But good morning, Andrew, Jake, and Candy. Hope everything is good.
Yeah, Jake, everything's good. Jake's welcome to the show, man. So good to have you on. We're training Jake this morning, so he's learning everything, and he's doing a great job. By my estimation, we don't have an awful lot of stuff that, like, has happened, which I will take. That is a good story. We do have a little bit of, follow-up, I guess, the Pensacola Village shooting that took place about a week or so ago, and there have been some subsequent gunfire in the vicinity. Is that true?
Yeah, there has been. You know, we're still working on that. There was one arrest made on a weapons charge of a juvenile right after that incident happened. So investigators are still working on the case as far as the homicide goes. And we have had some additional shootings both in the area of Pensacola Village and other parts of the city. Fortunately, nobody's been hurt. So that's a good thing. And we always encourage people that if they have any information to give us a call or Crime Stoppers a call, and we could sure use that information. So we're still working on it.
Pensacola Village, I'm going on memory here, but I think that's going to be outside the ShotSpotter zone. Is that right? That will not cover Pensacola Village, right?
I know it's kind of where this is going to go. I don't know if it's going to include Pensacola Village or not, but you also, this where it goes is something that could be changed on a whim or, sure. You know, if we need to do that. So I haven't seen a map of it. Told where the area is, and I haven't seen the specific map. So kind of don't want to answer that specifically yet until I know for sure.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But, you know, just as a reminder that this very frustrating situation where you get gunfire and you get a call and then that's what you learn and did anybody see or hear, and it's very hard to find anything, even to sometimes not even to find a bullet or something like that, a casing. Some of that is going to get better fairly soon because we're going to have the ShotSpotter in place, and it's important to remind people about that. That's fairly soon though, right? Within a couple of months?
It shouldn't be too much longer. The infrastructure is being put in place now, so hopefully not too much longer.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about a little bit is, you know, obviously with the events in the Middle East, there's a lot of concern here in the States about possible targeting of Jews, Jewish organizations, synagogues, schools, and the like. I know you guys are always in good, and especially we had these incidents recently, you know, with these young people who were, you know, involved in anti-Semitic acts. Have we seen any credible threats, and what are you guys doing to protect our Jewish citizens?
Chief Randall has been in contact with officials at these locations, and we do have extra patrols in that area. And, so I'll leave it at that. We are aware of what's going on, obviously, and officers are going to be taking an extra look.
Okay. And again, more of a just in case you didn't remember this, because it happened several years ago when Chief Leiter was chief, somewhere, I forget if it was after or before the NES Pensacola shooting, but I think it was before. I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong. Chief Leiter made the decision to purchase ARs, 15s for, you know, I mean, the police version of this, so that every patrol car has the ability to respond to an incident with significant firepower if needed, if something like that happens, right?
Yeah, that was a direct result of the five officers in Dallas, Texas, gunned down from afar. They were gunned down from way across the street, and the chief thought about this, and we had no way of responding to that sort of situation. So the chief, the city council, the city of Pensacola, we're all fixed that very quickly, and we're glad to see that happen.
Absolutely, and that's just, you know, I don't know that there's any reason to think that anything like that would happen here, but obviously this, you know, knowing that your law enforcement has a better capability to respond today than they had 10 years ago, that's the only point I wanted to make about that. One of the other things
it wasn't the rifles. There, the ballistic helmets and vests were also purchased at the same time. That's something that we did not have, that we couldn't, don very quickly. Some of that stuff was at the station, but now the officers have that, and that's something they can put on in a situation quickly now. So all that happened about the same time.
Yeah, and look, we hate to live in a world where that has to be the way police have to think, but we do live in that world, and I'm glad that you're thinking that way and now more capable to respond to that. We've been talking quite a bit over the last week or so about the issue of panhandling. It's kind of started with a compare and shop between Santa Rosa and Escambia County, and it looks like Santa Rosa has a more restrictive ordinance requiring a solicitation permit that you have to pass a background check to get, and more robust enforcement of that law. The question remains whether that law is constitutional, and it may not be. Meanwhile, in Escambia County, the law is weaker, and it also may have trouble legally, as we talked to Chip Simmons about this the other day. And it seems like everybody wants to do something. Everybody wants to have better restrictions because people don't want to go downtown because of parking and panhandling. You know, the two P's are discouraging people from downtown and a lot of other places as well. And yet the challenge is, if you don't have a law you can enforce, what's the point? And can we get a law that we can enforce? Meanwhile, Alex Andrade, our state rep, is going through drafting right now on a bill that would bring it under charitable donations. So, you know, the charity of Sam's Beer Fund at the corner of Palafox and whatever becomes a charity that has to be regulated to some degree by the city or the county, giving law enforcement officers a chance to do some enforcement if need be. All that long-winded run-up to say, is this a challenge, a problem for the Pensacola Police Department that you wish you had a better ability to have a clearer law that you could enforce more rigorously?
Well, first of all, downtown Pensacola is a safe place to be, and there are and have been panhandling issues for a long time. Now, we have to enforce the laws that are currently on the books. This is something that's above law enforcement. This is something that has to be handled at the legislative level. And once the attorneys finish figuring out what's legal and what's not, the laws that are left behind are the ones that we're going to enforce. So, you know, everybody wants to see panhandling disappear, but you also want to be sympathetic to those who are homeless. So it's a fine line, and it's our job to enforce the laws that are on the books, and we sort of have to just sit back and see how it plays out. And once it does, and then we will enforce those laws.
And whatever the law is, y'all will enforce it.
Yeah, I mean, that's our job. So it's not
right.
Our job it's not our job to legislate, but
that's right.
We'll see how this turns out, and then we'll enforce those laws.
I just know there's a lot of times when people are like, why don't the cops do something about that? You know, funny thing about that, you know, they're actually not allowed to do the things that are not prohibited, and there's a thing called a constitution and precedent that guides everything that they do as well. We're talking to Mike Wood. He's a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Let's get a quick traffic on the fives here from Jake, who's learning how to do things. Jake?
Yes. I-10 still at Pine Forest. We have that accident blocking all the westbound lanes. Eastbound, it's going to be slow. It starts letting up around the Car City exit 10. We have another accident over on Highway 29 and Detroit Boulevard, backed up in all directions. Chemukla Highway and Norris Road, we have a vehicle crash there. Also, Klondike Road and Mobile Highway is slow in all directions. Not sure if there's an accident there yet or not, but something's slowing things down there. If you have any traffic tips, please text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Great work. Back to Mike Wood. He's a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Oh, by the way, I got a funny text in from a friend. Says, on panhandling, maybe we can use the Al Capone approach. Go for them for tax evasion. Maybe. Yeah. All right. Mike, I want to ask you to weigh in on that. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for us this week?
Yeah, we do. Look, this is a perception type situation. When an officer pulls up to an intersection and they're looking at all the drivers around them. Now, the perception is the driver's thinking, look, this officer's looking for something, to a ticket to write, looking to mess with me in some way. That's not at all what's going on. Now, having said that, if we look over and we see you're not wearing a seatbelt or there's a child that's not in being restrained properly, then that's something we're probably going to have to stop and talk about. But what's actually going on there is officers are taught from day one in rookie school in the police academy to be aware of what's their surroundings. It's called situational awareness. And so every stop, and if you'll remember a few weeks back, there was a sheriff's deputy in Los Angeles County that was shot and killed while he was simply sitting at a stoplight. So every time we approach a stoplight, we're going to look at the vehicles around us. We're going to look at the people that are in those vehicles. And it's not just at stoplights. It's everywhere we go. It's ingrained in us to know, to have situational awareness, to look at what's going on in front of us, what's going on around us, and if, is there anything wrong? And if there is, what we're going to do about it, how many possibilities are going on. So that's what's going on in our heads. And it's not just while we're on duty. We do this when we're off duty. You know, when we pull into parking lots, we're looking around what's right or what's wrong with this picture. Even restaurants, when we walk in there before we go in, or convenience stores, we're looking through the windows and doors to get a glimpse of anything that might be out of place inside. And any family member of any law enforcement officer can tell you that when you walk into a restaurant or anywhere else, the officer is always going to sit with his back to the wall. He's going to look at the door. He's going to look at potential exits and problems in the room. So that's what's going on. We're not looking to pick on anybody. We're not staring at you. We are just simply making ourselves aware of our surroundings for safety reasons.
You've heard the expression, have your head on a swivel. And where there might be, you know, bobbleheads in sports, there's swivel heads in cop cars. And, you know, that's...
Yeah, so if we could learn to turn our head 360 degrees, that's certainly an exercise that we would all learn how to do, and we would employ that.
I think you misspoke. You meant to say that was an exorcist you'd all learn to do.
That's good.
Thanks. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for keeping us informed, answering my questions, and for keeping us safe, man. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
7:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are a business, you've got employees, you've got to deal with benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, payroll, all of that kind of stuff,